Hey y'all, it's Chaisa Lifestyle Brand. Yesterday's price is not today's price. Most people undervalue what God put inside of them. And undervaluing meaning they base their value or who they think they are based on what they went through or how people think about them. And today I want you to upgrade in your thoughts to know if, for one, if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to invite you right now that you would just repeat after me that Jesus, I believe that you were born, that you died, and you raised from the grave. I believe that. That's all you got to do is just believe that, because him being a man and God at the same time, but he came as a man, someone that could just walk the earth just how we walk every day. We go through different things in life, most times self-inflicted, because we have free will to choose how we want to live and how we want to deal with people. But today, let's just stop all the madness and then just receive all what he's given to us. He's given us life and life more abundantly. And it's not about our good works. It's about him fulfilling all the works that we would just receive. I know you hear faith without works is dead. So that means there is some work. But it's not that you have to earn God's love. It doesn't mean that you have to earn your salvation. All you do is just receive it. Now, the work that you put in is your thoughts, your intentions, your motives, because everything is on the inside that affects how the outside shows up, because your body is not who you are. And we're not to be limited by our five senses. I don't believe in any new age things, but there's a sixth sense. You know, we have faith, where we're able to walk by faith and not by sight. So sight is one of our five senses. When I see a letter in the mail, when I see my banking account, or when I hear bad news or not so good news, or when I taste bitterness because something came in my life that wasn't so pleasant. You know what I'm saying? So we don't want to live by our five senses. We want to live by faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. And you're like, well, who is God? God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. God created you. Now, whether you receive that or not, it is what it is. I had a long journey, I want to say, coming to terms with that, because I grew up thinking that, you know, I could just figure it out. I was always an astute learner, but just school knowledge is not enough knowledge, and that's not going to take you very far. I mean, you might say I'm successful, but there's always a God-sized void in you, because that's a void that only he can fulfill. That void is, who am I? What is my purpose? What happens when I die? So that void is there just for him to answer those questions. And how do you get those answers? It's in the Word of God, because in the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was with God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth with words. And if you're still struggling, it's just believe. And if you don't know where to begin, you can just ask God to help you. Ask him where to begin, because God has given us Jesus, and then also Jesus has left us with a promise that we have Holy Spirit, God within. We're able to at all times know, understand, be equipped, because we have Holy Spirit on the inside. And I myself didn't understand God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit until maybe about 5 years ago. And I want to say it was probably 3 years ago when I was able to fully understand that there are different essences of God, but they are all equally the same. And God is not like anyone. And God is not compared to any religion. He cannot be compared to any movement. He can't even be compared to any joy that you would have based on good news, aside from the gospel. Good news as a job opportunity, or good news as a new car or a new house. I mean, because when you know him and you spend time with him, you already know that you own everything, or you have everything that you desire and more. He's the God that resides in the heavenly of heavens. You know, like, he's not just no basic. You know, he's not no basic anything. He's a king, you know, and he's a king of kings. He's a Lord. He's a Lord of lords. So, again, making that decision to just seek him is a big decision. And if you were raised in church, or you were raised not, you know, another way, today is your invitation. And the invitation is just something you receive or you don't receive, but you don't have to try to figure it out. It's already been figured out. It's just receive and then just start receiving even more, because there's so many promises that God has left for us. And I want to say that everything is perfect in my life, but it's not. But I know who is perfect is God. And so when I stay close to God and I stay focused on who he is, I don't focus on other people. I don't focus on myself. Now, I do focus on myself in a way where the issues that seem to come out of my mouth or issues that seem to be in my heart, it helps me to just check myself to know, where is that coming from? Like, what seed has been planted in my life for me to think that low or to think that high of something that was pressing or something that was hard, and not allow God to take, or Jesus to take the wheel. LOL. So I just want to encourage that one person that may just not know and they're seeking. There was a time when I started my graduate studies that I thought, you know, I'm gonna search all the, or research all the religions, and I'm gonna just kind of like see which one is just gonna be best fitting to who I want to be and the lifestyle I want to live. It's not like a pick and choose. It's like there's only one true living God, and you're like, are you narrow-minded? No, I'm not. I'm convinced. And when you're convinced, it's like you can't tell me that the sky ain't green if it's green. You know, you're like, well, the sky is blue, but if the sky is green, it's just green. Okay, it just is what it is. And it's so many times where people struggle with confidence because they believe in things that change. But God doesn't change. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And today, I also want to give a shout out to mothers. It's Mother's Day, and I'm a mom. And today, I find solace in being able to spend time with God. And I usually work. I work in retail, but I'm off today, and I'm actually doing work for a contract that I just recently got with a major publishing company. And I was going to post some long blog, you know, on my social media feeds, but I still have yet to just kind of soak it all in, that all of my dreams were so small, like in comparison to what they are now. My dreams were just to publish, not to perish, you know, in the academia world, walking through those ivory towers, just to play it safe. I wanted just to have a comfortable, cushy life. Mainly, if I could be honest, I wanted people to respect me, because I felt like people just didn't respect me because of my stature, being a petite woman of color, someone that's bubbly, someone that doesn't really have anger or like have that, you know, that edge of like resting bee face, you know, like just someone that's a nice person that loves life, that has always a natural smile, whether that's not really how I feel, that smile is just always there. And so for me, achieving a lot was more for other people, to put them in their place if they ever try to put me in a place, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like my dreams are just here, and my dream is even more clear now, that I always was meant to be who I was supposed to be, not be someone who I thought I was supposed to be, or be someone for other people to receive or respect me, or even appreciate me. Because people gonna be people. They're gonna be one day with you, the next day with somebody else. But are you with yourself? Are you really riding with you? Are you really believing in yourself? Or one, are you really believing that God is really all that? Are you having faith the size even of a mustard seed to believe that that challenge or that limitation or that thing that's impossible can be possible? And today I'm just convinced that my dream, which I don't have to announce it because it's just, you feel fill in the blank what your dream is. I don't want it to be about me. I want you to really just take some time to hone in on your dream. And then I want you to think, why is that your dream? Is that your dream because if someone told you to dream that, or you saw someone else's dream and you thought that would be cool to have that kind of life? Because most times our dreams are too low, because most dreams are based on us being asleep. And when you're asleep, you're not moving, you're stagnant. But when you're alive and you're living life and you're breathing and you're loving and you're serving, that's living. But then living for real is when you're living for God. Because He's a supernatural God that you can go places that you never even imagined. You can go places without even leaving your space or the place wherever you reside. You can go places, and you can go places based on believing it before it even happens. That your vision is beyond what you can see, or beyond whatever was even presented to you as what something looks like. For myself, I thought being a writer was going to be based on just writing some stuff, based on books I had read before. But now, as a writer, I know that I'm writing things that I've never read before, that are not anything like anyone else. I don't have to be compared in a certain genre. Sometimes people, like, they write after their, you know, their influencer. Like, they have someone that they really, like, look up to, and they want to have that kind of cognizance, or they want to have something that reflects a little bit of that tapestry of however another writer writes. Or if they're an actor, or they have certain mannerisms, or even songs. The music does it all the time, where they sample, you know, something from a different time era, and like, we'll hear it now and think it's a new song, but the song beat or the lyrics kind of they've been around before. So the scripture says there's nothing new under the sun. So today is your day to really, like, think about you, focusing on you, not nobody else. And focusing on you to get to know who you really are is through God. He does the most amazing things, and it's not things that you can even have a tangible understanding of, because He does miracles, signs, and wonders. And if you just go back and read Genesis through Revelation in the Bible, most people think, oh, it's too hard. But what isn't hard? Why do we make excuses for something that is always there, always presented? But why do we make excuses? We can go read anything else. We can study for the biggest exam in our life and pass it and be in a career that requires you to be skilled and to be learned, that you have to be educated. But then yet, when it comes to your faith, when it comes to God, it's like something like where it's optional. And God is not optional. I mean, if anything, He's necessary. And it's required to live this life. It's required, because what do you put your faith in? What do you put your hope in? What do you believe in? You're like, I believe in my values. But deep down and rooted underneath that value, what's there? Is it rooted in success? But what is success? Is success making a lot of money, buying a lot of stuff, and just traveling? Or a success beyond what you can even imagine it to be? Is success meaning, like, there are people who never had a fair chance in life because they never knew love? They never knew healing of something that was traumatizing to them? Is that success? That can be success. Or success breaking generational curses and being the first in your family to release and be in position to have those generational blessings that have been prayed, not to pray like an animal praying on another animal, but prayed upon and was sought after and never ever found. To me, that's success. And so success, again, is not defined by Webster's Dictionary. Success is when you're able to know who God is, to know who you are, and then allowing God to live through you, to take you on adventures that you never knew that you needed to have in your life. And that's where I'm at right now. And it doesn't always look glamorous. It's not always comfortable, but it's the only way to get there. So here's your invitation. Receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. When you receive Him, I'm not going to say everything changes overnight, but it's like you're now in a different kingdom, a kingdom of light. If your life was in a dark place, it's like you're changing different realms. And then there's also more, because we want to grow from faith to faith and glory to glory. There's more where you're able to learn about appetites, like why things are attractive to you, and things that you've been struggling with, why have they been a struggle? So you get a whole new learning curve. I feel like I'm just today's year old, because there's so many things I thought I knew, but it's like as I'm learning them, like even my name, it means gift from God. And so even everyone's name has a meaning, especially in the Bible. Like you think about Moses, his name means to be drawn out. You have Hadassah, she turned to Esther, her name means star. You have Peter, his name means rock. So we have names even mean something. So nothing is just random. Everything has intention. And I want you to be excited about being more intentional about your life. Being intentional about when you wake up in the morning, it's not just snooze, or you sleep on opportunities to go before a God that loves you, that has instructions for you to fulfill that day. And it's not that you're some puppet. It's like things that are inside of you that are unlocked, that may have been there forever, because before the foundations of the world, you were already successful. But once you come into this earth, it's like you have to go through this portal to get, you know, you come from heaven, you get to this place, it's kind of contaminated, you know. And when you get here, you're taught different things that are contrary to God. You're taught things because we have free will. Most of us are taught in the education world. We have teachers. And just because we always hear teachers are underpaid, there are some good teachers. But even the teaching of the best teacher is not going to be like God. It's, you know, a person can learn things, but a person just knows things with God. It's things that you cannot just learn. There's things that you're discerning. When you're able to walk by faith, walk in the Spirit, there's things that you're able to catch. There's things that are able to be imparted to you. So it's not just you did it. It's like you just received it. You were in an atmosphere where you can be immersed in it. And it doesn't take a long time, because when we have a miracle defies time. A miracle cancels debt today, but it's only going to be done by your faith. A miracle cleanses blood, heals you, delivers, and sets free based on your faith. And sometimes it's based on someone else's faith. Because if someone in the Bible, Lazarus or Jairus' daughter, was dead, someone had to have faith to believe, to go ask for someone to come and help to heal that person, to bring them back to life. So it wasn't the person that was dead. It had to be someone that believed that that person wasn't ready to go yet. So today is all about being intentional, knowing that for those that are just wandering through the wilderness of life, that you don't have to wander anymore, that today is a new day. And finally, happy Mother's Day to all the moms. For the moms that have yet to have children, whatever the issue may be, whether that it is infertility, whether that is not having a mate, whether that is maybe just not being decided yet because there's fear, today is your invitation to let go and hold on to God's promises. That your quiver is full of them babies. That you are praying over your womb. You're praying over the next generation. And that you're not worried or you're not fearful. That you already received those children. And it's not that you have to go out today and go to Target and start buying onesies and diapers. But if that's how your faith has you going, then so be it. Go do it. But instead of just sulking and focusing on the facts. I want you to know the truth, that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So you're free from fear. You're free from worry. You're free from doubt. You're free from lack. You're free from barrenness. You just got to receive it. And that's something that's so hard for people, because it's like we want to save up our money to earn it. We want to study for it to pass it. We want to show our fortitude, our strength, how hard, you know, and how determined and how disciplined we are. But yet, we just don't know how to just receive it. So I want you just to receive it now. And I already receive your testimony that you are a mother, that you are blessed and highly favored, that you are in the life that you dream to have, that you're not waiting for it anymore. You don't pause and think when life happens, then with having kids, or when I get the dream job, or when I get the husband, then I'll start having a good life. No, you have it right now, because you have to see it before you see it. You have to see it. It's not a vain imagination. You have to have a vision of your life. If you don't have a vision, then the people perish. Without a vision, people perish. You want to have a vision because you want to see, but you want to see from God's perspective. So you don't want to see from this earth because it's too flat, it's too low. And sometimes it's a little too discouraging. You want to see what God sees. And you want to see from his perspective. He's from on high. You don't want to see from on this perspective. Maybe that's why you've been in the same position that you've been in. And today is your release day. So again, happy Mother's Day. For those mothers that are mothers, even if you don't have the baby in your hand right now or in your belly. And happy birthday to those who have received God as the King of Kings, that you received God's gift, who is Jesus, that came and took everything that you could ever go through and defeated it. But you just receive him. And when you receive him, it's like a new beginning. So it's like your birthday. You're able to start all over again. And you're not starting alone. You're starting with God. You're starting with love. You're starting with a foundation. And that foundation, you build it based on the Word of God. Thank you.